Yeah, that is right. It's not a tumor. Broadcasting from the Beaver Bank Bunker. Jamie and Lisa are here.
It's Thursday, June the 18th. This is the Halifax Daily News.
Actually, it's Wednesday, the 18th.
Did I say Thursday?
Yeah.
That's okay. You said the 14th when it was supposed to be the 11th.
Perfect.
So you were off by 3 days. I was only off by one. Anyway, oh, you know something else? We have David Boyd just wrote, and a couple of people, including your father, were wondering why they haven't been able to get our podcasts until later in the day, or as David Boyd says, a day late. Obviously, he's listening in the morning. I've been slacking off, and I haven't been uploading it until later on in the morning.
Well, the basic bottom line is I finally put my foot down and said, you're not staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning to edit the podcast.
Well, even though this is 15 minutes of us just talking, I'll tell you, there's a lot of work. You see, when we record these podcasts, they're about at least, 3.5 hours long. And I have to get that down into 15 minutes worth of gold.
Truth is, you've got to edit out the sounds of showers going and teenage stereos blaring and dogs barking.
Yeah, and dogs tap dancing.
Yes.
That's the biggest problem with having the new studio here, the new Beaver Bank Bunker with laminate flooring. It's the dogs come in and they tap dance around and it just ruins all the sound. So now, you know, a little behind the scenes. So David Boyd, hopefully we will get that to you. And if it is a little bit late, don't blame the server. Don't blame the internet. Blame me.
Okay.
Because, or blame Lisa. Actually, you know what it was? It was during the playoffs.
Because I wouldn't
start editing until after the playoff games. And when we'd go into double overtime, you know, it was pretty close to 1 o'clock. And I'd say, well, I should start editing this thing. And Lisa got mad, but it will be uploaded at a more convenient hour for you.
We're just going to set you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Interesting idea coming out of Newfoundland. The Liberals there have voted in favor of lowering the voting age. They want to make it 16. Now, I mean, this was just a vote that happened at the party's annual convention, so this really doesn't hold any water.
Is this Justin Trudeau doing this?
Or no, this is Liberals in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
I'm just thinking that they're probably just wanting, lower the age to 16, but just 16-year-old girls who think Justin's cute.
16-year-old girls, they think he's dreamy.
That's right. Yeah, we want you. As for the boys, just, you know, continue on with your hockey or whatever you do.
It is an interesting debate. Like I said, I mean, this vote at the party's annual convention is more or less just at the discussion stage, because those in favor say getting kids into politics at a younger age will help them stay engaged later on. But then there's the other side saying, no, 16 to 17-year-olds don't have enough life experience to make an informed vote. I don't know. What do you think?
I know a lot of 16 and 17-year-olds who are more politically savvy than a lot of 50-year-olds that I've met in my life.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's a lot of 16-year-olds who are 16 going on 11. 16 and 17-year-olds don't really have enough life experience to make an informed vote.
So should you have to be able to pass a test of some kind? Mm. I know a lot of 50 and 60-year-olds who are dumb as a post. You are deciding who is going to run the country for all of us. You are deciding who is going to be in control of our tax money,
mm-hmm.
where that is going to go. You know, I mean, do we want people who are, now, by uneducated, I don't mean that you have to carry a degree or that you have to have finished. I mean, you can get a pretty good life education
mm-hmm.
with experience, but by uneducated, I mean, do you really want somebody who is just so ignorant of what is going on in the world and in our country, pressing that button or drawing that X and voting? It bothers me, but not as much as those people who really should be voting and just sit back and go, well, it won't make any difference, so I don't vote. Those are the people I hate the most.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. On Father's Day, we went to your parents' place.
Yes.
Your father told me that when I start to rant, I should like ring a bell or something and say, hey, it's rant time. So that way people won't just think I'm an asshole. They'll think that they'll know that it is in fact a rant.
They'll think you're an asshole with an agenda. Okay.
Exactly. So that was one of my rants. That just drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. People that just don't, you know, you don't vote, then you can't complain.
What about going to vote but spoiling your ballot or writing none of the above or whatever?
Then that is your prerogative. That is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You are exercising your franchise, so to speak. You are, I mean, a lot of people living in this world right now and people who have died in this world died just for the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who dream, that is their goal, their dream, just to be able to vote in a democratic country.
Yeah.
It bothers me when people say, oh, it won't change anything. My one little vote's not going to do anything, so I'm not voting. You know, no, that's bullshit. Sorry. But if you go in there and you spoil your ballot and you say none of the above, then you are making a statement.
Yeah, you're taking a stand.
You are exercising your rights as a citizen in a democracy. And I applaud that. I think that's terrific.
I think 16 and 17 is too young. Now, I would change my mind on that if they taught civics in school about voting, about the difference between municipal, provincial, federal governments, and gave them a basis of knowledge, then perhaps I would change up my mind. But
well, here's my question to you then. What about those people who never took civics in school, and then just because the calendar clicked over a couple of times, now they have the right to vote? Because these people know squat about the different kinds of government and stuff. I mean, you'd be amazed. Just go into a tavern somewhere and start talking to somebody about politics. It's amazing how ignorant a lot of people are. And in many ways, I'm one of those people.
Mm. But you know more than most.
See, to me, it's not a competition as to how much you know. I mean, if you ask me to name certain MPs and who's the minister of this and who's the minister of that, I might not be able to answer that. But you know what? I do know how our democracy runs. Mm-hmm. I do know the different levels, and I do know what the governor general is, and I do know what the lieutenant governor is for, and all of that. And I think that you should know that before you are given the right to vote, no matter how old you are.
Hmm. And then maybe it should depend on some sort of civics type test.
Hey, Grandpa, take your civics test. How are you going to do? it's very much like, you know, the people that become Canadian citizens later in life. They know a hell of a lot more about Canada than you and I do.
Oh, you better believe it.
Seriously, would you be able to pass a citizenship test? And I'm not just asking you this. I'm asking the person who's listening to this podcast, do you think you would really be able to pass one of those tests?
I have seen them and taken them online. You can find them online.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just recently changed. They were updated. Did I pass it? Yes, I did. Did I pass it with flying colors? No, not really.
We should post it or post a link.
I should try. I'll try and dig one up.
Yeah. And then just take the test and see how well you do. Because I think that that's something that we all, as citizens of Canada, should know. We should all be able to pass that test.
Mm-hmm.
Why should the people that English and French is their second, third, maybe fourth language, and they've just come in here, they've lived the rest of their lives in another country, you know, the fact that they know more about Canada than we, the lazy few that just happened to be born here with a silver spoon up our butts. I mean, that's a really a mixed metaphor.
Boy,
there,
that
isn't
is.
It? That's
and a weird, quite a visual, yeah, I might add.
Yeah, that really makes no sense at all. I want to live in another country. I hate this silver spoon up my butt.
Big anniversary yesterday. 20 years ago yesterday, June 17th, 1994. That date ring any bells with you?
It's not our anniversary, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Does this phrase mean anything to you? Slow speed chase.
Oh my God. Where were you?
20 years ago yesterday, it was the O.J. Simpson slow speed chase. Where was I? I remember watching it on television in the living room of my apartment on Meadowbrook Drive in Bedford. I remember the basketball playoffs were preempted or interrupted so they could carry live coverage of the slow speed chase.
I was in a hotel room in Moncton doing a murder mystery.
Oh, really?
With Jamie Bradley, who's been on this podcast
before.
I remember Brian Hyten was one of the actors. You see him on all sorts of commercials. He used to be on Street Sense
as well.
But anyway, we were all in character. And we'd have to go down and say, oh, yes, jolly good, and answer these questions and do it. And then we'd go back up to our rooms and go, what the hell? Is he still driving? That's crazy. That's crazy. We'd watch them. We'd go back down. Hello. Yes. How are you? Very weird. Oh, it was kind of a bizarre memory for me.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was kind of bizarre. And it was 20 years ago yesterday. And coming up this weekend, a big fundraiser for the Cobequid Foundation. Now, if you're not familiar, they're the folks who raise all the money for the Cobequid Community Health Center out here in Sackville.
We do the walk run for the Cobequid with them.
We do. And in the summertime, they have the grand day for Cobequid. It's a canoe and kayak event. And Stacy Chapman and Andra McLean are here from the Cobequid Foundation.
Hey!
Tell us what's going on.
So we're having our fifth annual Grand Day for Cobequid. It's a kayak and canoe event. This year we're holding it at Chima Aquatic Club, which is on Lake Thomas in Waverly. It's a fundraiser for the health center, and participants gather pledges and donations. They visit 5 docks along the route to collect vouchers to trade in for ballots when they get back to land. It's a 3-kilometer circuit course, but they do 3 loops, so 9-kilometer circuit course in total.
Wow, this sounds like a poker rally for canoes and kayaks.
Absolutely, that's exactly. It's like a poker run on the water, Lisa. There's a challenge to for dock prize. There's 5 docks in total. They can decorate up their dock and show some spirit and have a fun. Last year we had 2 dancers that were the hit of the day.
Dancing on the dock?
On the dock.
Very cool. Does one have to own a canoe or kayak in order to participate?
Actually, we do have a limited supply now of canoes available. Our kayaks are all spoken for. They're all rented out. But we still have some canoes available for participants. And, of course, 2 people per canoe. So with that one, we ask the participants that participate in Grand Day are asked to raise a minimum of $50, but the more that you raise, the more ballots you receive and the more chances to win prizing, because we have a multiplier depending on the amount that you had raised. So people that need to rent a canoe were asked to raise a minimum of $90 to cover the participation fee and the rental fee of the boat.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And now, what time do you guys get underway?
We have an early start. Registration's at 7 o'clock, and our first pod launches at 8:15. And they go out in 10-minute increments after 8:15.
Now, for how long? How many boats are you expecting?
Well, we have 84 paddlers now registered to participate. So, boat-wise, I would say it's 60 boats.
Wow.
Around 60 boats, because some are doubles and some are just singles.
Now, is that more than last year?
We were at 94 participants last year, so we're hoping to break that 100 participant mark. There's still time to do that.
Yeah, now that the weather is warming up a bit, maybe folks will start thinking about canoeing and kayaking.
Absolutely. It's a great way to start your first summer, have your first summer paddle, all in support of health care in your community.
So if somebody wants to register for this, grab one of those canoes, is there a website or where do they go?
Yeah, so they can go to www.joingrandday.kintera.org.
All right.
Or they call the foundation office at 869-6128.
And is the money going to a specific goal this year, like a specific piece of equipment that you need to purchase?
Yes, Lisa, we're excited to announce that the 2014 event will provide the funding needed to continue to grow and strengthen the services provided in our emergency department. So there is many different pieces of equipment that will make a big difference in the care in the emergency department, so it'll be going to support that. And this event's really been important to the foundation. Since 2010, this event has raised over $292,000, and that's all been on medical equipment that has stayed directly here in this health center and in our community.
Well, it is a very unique event. I can't think of any other fundraiser that involves canoeing and kayaking like this. This is really something special.
It is, and we just want to clarify, it's not a race, even though it's at Chima, it's not a race. It's just a fun paddle on the water. And we do have some fantastic prizes. Peter Kohler's our presenting sponsor again this year for the 5th year in a row. We have gift certificates for Windows and Doors from them. We have lots of gift cards for PRC's Rona, an iPod, Apple 32-gig iPod Touch. We have a remote starter for your car, green fees, restaurant gift certificate, shingles to repair roofs. Our highest fundraiser prize is a trip for 2 to Montreal. which includes airfare, a one-night hotel stay, and two tickets to a Montreal Canadiens game of choice.
The date again is?
Saturday, June 21st, this Saturday. And it's not too late to register. People can still go online and register. And registration starts at 7. We usually wrap up around noontime with the barbecue and our prize awards after that.
Stacey Chapman, Andra McLean from the Cobequid Foundation, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much
for helping us spread the word.
Just want to make one more quick mention, something that happened last night at City Hall. Really good turnout. Looks like 55 dogs and their owners were at City Hall. It's the Save the Park campaign. And these are the people that want to save Seaview Park or Africville Park as a dog park.
Well, yeah, the Africville Genealogy Society wants to reclaim a chunk of that park to build walking trails, interpretive centers, that sort of thing. And that would mean shutting down the off-leash dog area. And Councillor Linda Mosier is on board with this as well. So taking it to City Hall to see what we can do.
You know, to me, and I've said it before on this podcast, the best way to save the environment and to have a nice green space is to allow everybody access to it. And there's a big area there that could be used for walking trails and interpretive center right by where the church is there in Africville. But this is the only fully enclosed, fully fenced dog park in the city.
Mm.
And once again, to clarify, when I say dog park, it's a family park.
Yeah.
You know, men, women, children bring their dogs, but they go and enjoy the day. And they clean up after their dogs, but it's the only place that you can actually let the dogs go off leash. They have a great time, and so does everybody else. So if you think place for dogs to poop, then you're sadly mistaken, and I suggest you actually head down to Seaview Park or Africville Park, whatever you want to call it, and see how people, dogs, nature, families all intermingle.
Mm.
It's just such a nice green area right in Halifax. It's so nice. And if you want to have an area where you can walk and have an interpretive area, there are other areas in that park. But don't take the dog park away. They do have a Facebook page. It's just called Save the Park. And on that note, I believe we have served our time here in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Served our time.
So go forth and enjoy the day, and we will be back again tomorrow.
Until then.